And what is your name, sir?
Dustin Hall.
I didn't, did anybody get that name? I didn't quite hear.
Dustin Hall.
Okay. So who's going to...
I haven't, if that's him.
Okay, say it again, you've got to speak up a little bit. We're having a problem hearing you. So what is your name, sir?
Dustin James
Okay. The Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to conduct your hearing, so if you can just hold on, she'll be with you just unless she finds all the paperwork and get it going, sir. So just hold on to the phone, sir.
Okay, Mr. Malice, could you please state your full name and your ADC number for the record, sir?
Dustin James Malice, ADC number 314322.
Thank you, sir. And I'm going to ask you to speak up just a little bit or speak directly into the phone, so we're just barely able to hear you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant. You were notified about this hearing on November 19th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember signing that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that form is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. So which is it today, sir? Did you hire an attorney, or will you represent yourself? Okay, thank you, sir. I'd like to introduce you to the board. If you look on the video screen to your right, so my left, all the way at the end is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him is the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. And over on my other side, there's the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing. We also have in the room the Honorable Mr. Turner, who you'll see on the screen in just a moment. He is with the Department of Corrections. There's Mr. Turner now. He will represent the department and your parole officer in your hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Mr. Malice and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Mr. Malice?
Yes.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. So Mr. Malice, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, Mr. Malice, I'm going to read this allegation to you, and I'll need you to tell me if it's true or false, sir. So we'll start phase one, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at Vivray, which is at 2501 West Elm in Phoenix, on or about July 23rd, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Malice, is this true or false?
It's true.
It's true? Okay, sir, thank you. Based on Mr. Malice's admission, then, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his community supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Malice, we'll move on to phase two of your hearing now and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far, I'm going to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line, and we'll be right back to talk with you in just a moment. Mr. Turner?
Yes, ma'am. Malice was released from ADC custody on 7/23/2018 and arrested on 10/24/2018 by ADC parole. No new charges were noted. He returned back to ADC custody on 10/24/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 2/22/2019 with 93 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, criminal possession of a forgery device, 10 months. Prior convictions, 2016, aggravated assault, 10 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CIR score of 2-3, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No STG information was noted, and he has no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate, however, after his return to custody on 12/11/18, he was found guilty of a minor violation. Other arrest, 2007, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2013, criminal possession of forgery device, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2013, controlled substance violation, Utah, felony conviction, state prison. 2014, organized retail theft, Utah, felony conviction, state prison. Is a GD score of G7, D7.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. So back to Mr. Miles. We have a written summary of what occurred while you were on supervision. And it looks like you were released to go to V-Ray on Elm, but you never showed up at V-Ray. Where'd you go?
I want to show to my family a moment before I got released to prison. This is no excuse, but I guess it's all I got. A month before I was released to prison, they called me up to the office and they told me that my sister had passed away, and I was really close with her. So at that moment, I wasn't thinking about myself or the support or anything really. I didn't really know what to do with myself. I got out and I instantly went off the deep end. I went to see my family and I told them the videos that I probably wasn't going to check in. I was just going to, you know, try to get myself together, you know, because, you know, I wasn't in a good spot, but I'm still, you know, not in the trying to come to terms with, you know, things that happen that I have no control over, but I, you know, ultimately was self-destructing, you know.
Mr. Miles, were you able to see your family then? You went to see them?
Yeah, I went straight to my family. I went and saw them, and we all, you know, had like a little, we did some greeting and whatnot, and they weren't happy about my decisions, so I kind of went homeless for the time that I was absconding, and I was up to no good really. But after time, I would go visit my family, and I would have talks with them, and they convinced me. Well, not convinced me, but they told me, you know, they opened my eyes to the fact that I should probably turn myself in and stop living this lifestyle, because I'm sick and tired of it, and my sister passed away, you know, due to the lifestyle.
Okay, sir. So when you said you were up to no good, what did that mean?
I was just living at hotels, you know, bad company around me, not checking in with parole, not thinking about my future, and pretty much knowing that I'm coming back to prison. So, you know, on the run, I'm just tired of living with that monkey on my back, so.
Okay.
I figured, you know, come deal with it.
Were you using drugs, sir, or alcohol?
Yeah, I was abusing substance, yes.
What drug were you using, sir?
I was drinking alcohol, and I dabbled in heroin a little bit.
Did you become addicted to heroin, sir?
No, I was fine. I didn't. I was physically addicted or nothing like that, but I was just trying to kill off any pain or sorrow or grieving or whatever I had going on, so.
Okay, well, understood. That's a very tough addiction if you get too far into that. It's very, very difficult. So did you turn yourself in then to your parole officer?
Yeah, I called them up and I asked them if I could please resolve the situation. They told me to show up to the office. I showed up and they helped me up.
Okay, so well, even though you ended up there and talking to us, I think you did the right thing. That's just one person's opinion. I think you did the right thing, sir. Understood. So I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions. Anybody have a question? Okay, Mr. Miles, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement. Is there anything else you've thought of while you're talking that you want the board to consider?
Really, I've got no excuses. You know, this is a lifestyle that I've lived for a long time. There's always been monkey on my back since I was 14, 15 years old when I got that burglary charge. I've never ever been off paper. I've just always had, you know, it's always a, you know, look over your shoulder and monkey on your back type thing. And I'm tired of living like that, so I'm here and so.
Okay, sir. Thank you for that. Mr. Miles, the board's going to go into discussion. We do all our discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just stay on the line, listen to the discussion, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board's now in discussion. Mr. Malice certainly sounds very sincere at wanting to get out of the lifestyle that he's referred to a couple of times. And I think he's on the way to that, to doing that. I think his family gave him good advice when they suggested that he get this resolved and move on with his life. Unfortunately, he was gone for 93 days, in which time he didn't stay in touch with his parole officer, and he acknowledges that was not the right thing to do. I don't see him as a good candidate to return to community supervision because of that, but I will listen to any input from fellow board members. Okay, seeing no input, I'm going to make a motion that, based on information and more, 2018W2184, a conversation with Mr. Malice, information from Mr. Turner, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Malice was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, specifically by absconding for 93 days, during which time his parole officer couldn't monitor his activities.
Second.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, approved, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Malice, that you heard the board discussion. The board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir, but we're showing you with a release date of February 22nd. So at that point, you'll be done. You'll do what your family has urged you to do, and that is to finish this, resolve it, and be done. And we sure hope that you're able to end this lifestyle. It sounds like you're really tired of it, and you're a young man. You have plenty of time and a good life ahead of you. Please do accept the board's condolences on the death of your sister, because I can see that's had a very big effect on you, sir, on your life. But we wish you the best with that and just getting on with the rest of your life, sir, and hope we never see you back here in Orange again. Not that we don't like you, but we just don't want to see you in Orange again. Okay, sir, thank you very much for participating in your hearing, and if you'd give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it. Thank you, Mr. Malice. Thank you.